Now, everybody's got to win. Your clients have got to get the best price for theirs for your services. Your staff have to get paid really well, and you've got to make a profit.
From Wise Mentoring, I'm Brenton Ward, and this is the Wise Guys Podcast, a show dedicated to accounting and bookkeeping practice owners all around the world and their stories, challenges, and insights of building a business that runs without them. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Moving into the actual recruitment process, to give some pointers around, now that we've identified the team structure and the resource mix, introduce into the conversation as well now whether we hire onshore or offshore. Now, this isn't the forum to go too deep into the argument for or against it, guys. We've got plenty of resources in the vault on that topic. If we are deciding to go down that path, a lot of the hiring we've been helping doing recently is with offshore team members. That's something that we need to take into consideration as well.
Absolutely. The whole idea of running your business efficiently to be able to make some profit and to be able to pay your staff a decent wage and to remain competitive with your competitors in terms of your fees. You know, everybody's got to win. Your clients have got to get the best price for your services. Your staff have to get paid really well, and you've got to make a profit. So in the spirit of win-win-win, pushing the work down to the lowest cost person is the best way to achieve a win-win-win. So delegating, pushing the work down, and of course that means outsourcing. So for outsourcing, you know, the cost of the outsourcer is, you know, sometimes, you know, one-fifth of what you'd pay locally. And the savings you make from that can feed back into being able to pay your staff, your local staff, more money, and also remaining competitive with your pricing. And then you still make a decent profit at the end of the day. So the spirit of this is to run a proper business. And in order to run a proper business, you've got to be able to push the work down to the lowest cost person. So in an ideal situation, if you can push a high level product down to the lowest cost person, would be the ideal situation. So in my situation with Trudy, who was my receptionist, and she became a senior client manager. So obviously her cost to me was much less than me going out there and hiring someone with an MBA or a chartered accountant person. So that's in the spirit of, you know, pushing a higher level work down to a low cost person. Mm-hmm. And, outsourcing has got to be a part of that solution and that, sure, you know, that business model.
So whether we're looking to offshore, hey, Peter from Canada, great to have you with us. Whether we're looking to recruit offshore or onshore, Jamie, I want to talk about now just some of the fundamentals of that recruitment process. And again, I'll point everyone to where they can go on the vault to get more information on this as well, to dive deeper on it. Identifying the best candidates, give us some of your best tips on this section of the recruitment process.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Like, I guess the first thing to say is, yeah, a lot of the time is a fish can't see water, and often the recruiter, the owner of the firm, is the fish, and you can sort of go into this with rose-coloured glasses. So to sort of look through that and to see the truth, I suppose, is that what I found is every point of contact I've had with a candidate reflects your attitude. So you've got some of those dot points there. So often the best candidates that I've found and helped firms found and worked with at Sky, they're always cooperative. They're always cooperative. They respond really quickly. Any forms, any questionnaires I ask about what would their previous managers rate them, tell us about your previous two jobs that you had, go into detail, what were your strengths and weaknesses, you know, why did you leave that job? They, in all those questions, they won't have a problem in answering all those questions, and they'll do it quickly. And with that process, you know, with technology these days, all the best candidates I come across, they're really efficient with technology. So whether it's email or whatever it may be, you can just see that they fly around the computer and they're good with technology. You know, most of the time they'll show an attention to detail. So if you ask a particular question, you know, when did you start that job? When did you finish it? How many direct reports did you have? What was your salary? All these questions, they'll answer all these revealing questions, and they'll answer it in usually precise detail. Often the candidates will ask good questions, Brenton. So they don't just come in sort of reactive. They come in with questions about your own firm. When did it start? How did you get where you are? Where's your firm going? They'll ask good questions about you. So, you know, it's often not what they don't ask, it's what they do ask, because a lot of people will just sit there and not ask anything. And you'll just get a general feeling that they're really passionate about trying to work for someone good. You know, they may have had a bad experience previously and they want to take a little bit more time or you know, go that bit further in their effort to find someone that's good to work for. And the last one is they're organised. You know, they're organised. They show up on time in the interview and they just give you the whole impression that, you know, they're organised and punctual and all that sort of thing. And good manners, just the basic little things. Yeah. But I always think every interaction you have with a candidate reflects their attitude. And their attitude's the most important thing, because you cannot generally change someone's attitude. And I've said it before and I've seen it with I think one of the WISE members in Ireland. There was a chartered accountant and she came back to the firm owner, and you'll recall this, Brent, she said, "Oh, why do I have to do this test? I'm a chartered accountant. I don't need to do this test." You know,
perfect indicator.
So, you know, attitude's everything. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Thanks for listening in. We really hope you enjoyed the episode. If you'd like to hear more from this show, please do subscribe before leaving. And we'd love for you to give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed it, so we can help others listen into the show as well. If you'd like to also see more from WISE Mentoring and how we can help you build a practice that runs without you, jump over to wisementoring.com/podcast to download a free copy of our book, The Accountant's 20-Hour Workweek. That's at wisementoring.com/podcast. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode.